Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yockey reporting. Obama and Merkel hold talks in Germany. U.S. President Barack Obama met with German Chancellor Angela Merkel in the industrial German city of Hanover today for talks on a broad range of global issues, from the economy to the rising terror threat to transatlantic security. Afterward, the two leaders met with the news media, and Mr. Obama addressed the issue of creating a safe zone in Syria.
The issue surrounding a safe zone in Syrian territory is not a matter of an ideological objection on my part. It's not a matter of me not wishing I could help and protect a whole bunch of people. It's a very practical issue about how do you do it.
The president also said the United States and the European Union must move forward on a landmark free trade agreement, despite widespread opposition to the accord. He said it is indisputable the United States has benefited from free trade, as have other countries that engage in it. North Korea is calling its submarine-launched ballistic missile test on Saturday a great success, while South Korea labeled it a failure. Military analysts, however, are classifying the missile launch as a successful failure. The missile launch Saturday traveled only 30 kilometers before falling into the sea, Seoul said, which was well short of the minimum range of 300 kilometers for the medium-range ballistic missile it tested. Another Seoul government source said the missile's engine malfunctioned shortly after it was launched. North Korea is considered to be in the early stages of developing a submarine-based missile launch capability. It has attempted three SLBM tests in the last year. Broadcasting from Washington, this is VOA News. Pakistan has assured neighboring Afghanistan that peace talks with the Taliban will resume in a month to find a peaceful end to the Afghan conflict. Ayaz Ghul reports from Islamabad.
Taliban-led insurgent violence has spiked in Afghanistan with the onset of spring, prompting fears this year could see record levels of bloodshed across the war-torn country. The rise in violence has led to increased calls from within Afghanistan for President Ashraf Ghani's government to abandon its policy of seeking peace talks with the Taliban and instead intensify military operations against the insurgent group. But despite the pressure, visiting Afghan Minister for Refugees and Repatriation, Syed Hussain Alimi Balkhi, after a meeting with Pakistani Foreign Policy Chief Sartaj Aziz, appeared upbeat about prospects of peace talks with the anti-government forces. Taliban leaders are believed to be sheltering and allegedly directing insurgent attacks from sanctuaries in Pakistan. Afghan officials have been urging Islamabad to bring those leaders to the negotiating table. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Turkish Prime Minister Akmik Davutoglu says his country's efforts to deter Syrians from entering Greece by sea have drastically cut daily migrant voyages from 6,000 in November to as few as 130 since early April. Davutoglu spoke Saturday from a Turkish city near the Syrian border. He was alongside German Chancellor Angela Merkel and European Council President Donald Tusk. Tusk said the deal negotiated with Turkey has slowed the flow of illegal immigration in recent weeks.
We are starting to see results. Since the March agreement, we have seen a sharp reduction of the illegal migration flows across the Aegean.
Tusk described Turkey as the best example for the whole world of how we should treat refugees. Papa Wemba, one of the African great musicians and known around the world as the king of Congolese rumba, died today after collapsing on stage in the Ivory Coast, officials said. He was 66. Papa Wemba had performed three songs at a musical festival in Abidjan before collapsing in front of thousands of fans. Fellow performers rushed to his aid, but he died before reaching the hospital, officials said. The cause of death was not immediately known. Billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump, trying to lock down the U.S. Republican presidential nomination, says he continues to believe in his anti-immigrant proposals, even as questions emerge about his authenticity. One of his key campaign aides, Paul Manafort, told party leaders last week that Trump has been playing a part in the campaign and that he is evolving into a more traditional presidential candidate. But the brash Trump assured a rally of cheering supporters in Connecticut that he has no intention of abandoning his proposals. I'm Susan Yockey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.